Our practice is quite simple. Mindfulness itself is a kind of simple quality of mind that just knows, meets what's here. And the practice that we're exploring has had some structure. Connecting to an experience that supports stabilizing the mindfulness with a particular experience, the breathing, and just gently receiving opening to feeling the breath. With some preference to stay with the breath. And yet we don't need to exclude other experience. And so when another experience, any experience of body or mind, becomes predominant, pulls at the attention, we can let go of the preference for the breath and fully attend to that arising experience. And if and when that other experience fades or is less pulling at the attention, we can again reconnect, give some preference to the experience of breathing. Cultivating both this stability of mindfulness with an experience, the breathing, and also exploring a little bit of opening to other experience, gaining familiarity with meeting the entire range of human experience, body and mind. as the momentum of mindfulness builds, as there's more stability, of mind, we can also start to explore at times letting go of a preference for the breath, and seeing or receiving whatever is most obvious in a moment of experience. This begins to highlight a factor in the mind, the factor of attention, which is a function that chooses something out of experience to land with, to attend to. Attention is amenable to choice. There can be an agency that we choose to attend to the breath, for example, for a time. And yet, attention also functions whether we are choosing something or not, whether we are consciously choosing to attend to something. Attention will be connecting with some experience. In a way, it's kind of like the experience of breathing. As an analogy, we can consciously decide to breathe in or breathe out, choose to engage with some agency around how breathing happens. Or we can let go of that, and the breath will breathe itself. No conscious need to try to breathe. And so it's similar with attention. If we don't choose to direct the attention, it will land with something. And this exploration of letting go of the preference to the breathing begins to explore that. Where is attention drawn? Another way to language it is, what is most obvious in this moment? It may be a breath. It may be sound. It may be body sensation, a pressure, a tingling. It may be a thought. An emotion. And each moment, the attention may be drawn to something new. And so in letting go of a preference for the breathing, we explore this possibility that mindfulness can, in a way, we could think of it almost as following the attention. The use of noting can be supportive here as we let go of the connection, the preference for the breathing, the attention drawn to some experience, and a gentle, quiet acknowledgement. This is what the attention is connecting to. Hearing, breathing, vibration, dryness, ease, hearing, breathing, relaxing. And so you may explore from time to time letting go of giving preference to the breathing and open to just what is obvious in each moment, receiving no need to choose or direct the attention to anything. Just settle back and receive. In exploring this, especially if you're newer to exploring a letting go of aiming or directing the attention, there's some kind of common themes that can come up in the mind. One might be a feeling of searching for something to pay attention to. The mind kind of looking. You can just notice searching is happening. Or confusion might arise. What do I pay attention to? I'm just noticing confusion is happening. That's what's arising in that moment. Or a sense of not knowing what attention is paying attention to. Kind of knowing that you're aware, but not really having clarity about what the experience is. You could just notice not knowing, aware, and not sure. Relaxation supports this exploration of letting go of the preference for the breath. relax and receive what is obvious. In this moment, in this moment, a light touch just noticing what's obvious right now. And then doing it again. If the mind gets too unstable, or there's a lot of thinking that starts to happen and you can't just recognize, oh, thinking, that's what's going on right now. You can reconnect with the breathing to support, kind of reminding yourself, this is what it's like to be aware. Connecting with an experience for a little while. And then from time to time, exploring, letting go of that preference. And opening to a more receptive, fully receptive practice without choosing or directing the attention. in exploring this more. Open, less directed form of our practice. There are different ways that it can feel at different times. And often I think early when I first started this, first learned about this, and I let go of the breath and opened up, it felt like there was so much going on. It felt a little overwhelming, kind of chaotic almost. And so I actually created my own like middle path there. I did what I called an anchored open attention, where it was like there was the breath and something else. And there's the breath and hearing, the breath and this body sensation, the breath and this emotion, the breath and this thought. And that helped my mind be a little less like freaked out by letting go of the kind of strong aiming at the breath. And also, there is a lot going on. And I think part of there's thousands of things going on in the present moment. And the confusion sometimes, because we're so used to choosing what to pay attention to, is the idea that we have to somehow decide what to land on. And that's what we're kind of letting go of with this kind of practice. And so it can take some time to just like settle back and just in this moment, what is most obvious in this moment? And then in this moment, what is most obvious? There may be many things happening. Some a little less or more receded into the background. Just what is most obvious in this moment? You don't have to like not know other things are happening. In fact, what often seems to happen is that you know, there can be a very rapid shifting of attention sometimes, and we may not be able to name or even know everything that the attention is landing on. At one point, Sayadaw Upandita said to me, just note every few things that you see, you know. Make a note about once a second, a light touch of whatever is most obvious in that moment. And then there may be a whole bunch of things that are known in the second, many things that are known. And then in the next second, just name the next thing. Even as the mind kind of settles back and relaxes with this practice, sometimes called choiceless attention, open awareness. There can be different ways that the awareness meets experience, or the feeling of the awareness of the attention meeting experience. Sometimes it can feel like the attention is flowing from one experience to the other, very relaxed, just a sense of, you know, there's one thing, and then it kind of mutates, and then there's something else, and then something else, and it feels very smooth sometimes. Other times it feels more like popcorn. There's that, and that, and that, jumpy almost. Other times it might feel like very broad, almost like something that I've noticed sometimes is this, I mentioned, sometimes it feels like we don't really know what the awareness may be, what the attention is connecting with. It may have the sense or the feeling of there's a lot going on. There's an awareness of sound and body sensation, but that doesn't feel like what the mind is attending to. Often, I think in those places, the attention may be on a broader experience, perhaps one that we're not so familiar with knowing. So for instance, in that place where there's this sense of there's awareness, the mind recognizes that it's aware, but the attention doesn't feel drawn to the sound or the body sensation or the thought. Those things are kind of happening, but there's awareness, those things are happening, but the attention doesn't feel drawn to them. It may be that the attention is kind of resting with calm there. That's what the attention may be knowing. You don't have to try to figure it out in those kind of places and those kinds of experiences. Sometimes I'll just notice knowing. That's clear. I know that I'm knowing. I don't know what I'm knowing, but I know that I'm knowing. And then something will become very clear, a very predominant sound, and then very clearly there's the attention right on that. Okay, yep, hearing. There the attention is on that. So you can explore this from time to time, see how it goes for you. For some people, this feels almost like a relief to not have to try to stay with the breath. For others, there's more support in a little more time to stabilize with the attention with the breathing before opening up. But just, you know, play with it and see what happens. And it's fine to kind of blend them a little bit, to take some time to give preference to the breath and then open up for a little while and then reconnect with the preference for the breath. See how it is for you.